Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Ever since Diddy was hit with a bombshell indictment this past September, people have been digging into his past. Everyone's wondering who knew about Diddy's alleged misconduct, especially since the indictment contains over 16 years worth of allegations. But one connection that might actually be surprising is Diddy's longtime association with none other than former President Donald Trump.
Well, I really like you, and I would tell you if I didn't. And by the way, I think at a certain point, everyone will.
As we speak, more and more pictures are surfacing, and everyone's wondering just how deep their relationship goes. That's exactly why we're going to investigate the connection between Puff Daddy and Donald Trump in complete detail. What are the differences between how Diddy and Trump came up in New York City? How did both their careers survive huge scandals? And what was Diddy's reaction when his former friend decided to run for the President of the United States of America? We even put together an entire in-depth timeline of Trump and Diddy's relationship from the 1990s to the present day, so y'all can judge for yourselves how tied these two are with one another. Finally, we're going to compare President Trump's indictment with Diddy so you can see the different cases against each man. So let's start at the beginning. How did Diddy's and Trump's origin stories differ from one another?
I got my MTV out. Savage! I'm a savage! Oh!
Diddy, aka Sean Combs, was born on November 4th, 1969 in Harlem. Right from the beginning, his childhood was difficult. Diddy's father, Melvin Earl Combs, was murdered when Diddy was just 3 years old. While Diddy said he only has a few memories of his dad, one thing he understood from the get-go was his dad's hustler mentality. Not only did Melvin serve in the Air Force, but he was also a drug dealer and a close associate of the notorious Harlem drug kingpin Frank Lucas, probably best known as Denzel Washington's character in the movie American Gangster. Without his dad, young Sean Combs grew up in poverty, and he's spoken about how his dad's legacy as a street hustler and his rough circumstances inspired his ambition. During an interview with Complex, Diddy spoke about what motivated him as a kid. One day we woke up and there were so many roaches on my face that I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to be somebody. Diddy admits that a lot of people he grew up around knew him for his temper. In fact, that's how we got the original name Puff or Puffy, because he would huff and puff when he got riled up. But it's absolutely clear that Diddy took a lot of inspiration from his late dad, Melvin.
Yeah, I'm definitely like him, but I'm just doing it in a legal way.
Donald J. Trump, on the other hand, grew up on the other side of the city in Queens under very different circumstances. His father, Fred Trump, inherited a real estate company from his parents that built supermarkets, homes, and apartments all over New York. But at the same time, Fred Trump had a notorious reputation. In 1927, Fred Trump was one of the seven men arrested during a Ku Klux Klan rally in Queens, New York. According to reports, over 1,000 Klansmen showed up, and Fred Trump was detained for refusing to disperse from a parade when ordered. After attending private boarding schools, Donald Trump was made president of his dad's real estate company, the Trump Organization, in 1971. The FBI also investigated Trump.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date It notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Employees over accusations that the organization racially profiled against renters and that black families were turned away from Trump properties. And when Fred Trump died in 1999, Donald called his dad his inspiration. Trump and Diddy obviously came up under vastly different circumstances, but their fathers loomed large over their lives. But when both Trump and Diddy finally stepped into the spotlight, there was a lot of controversy around them.
Okay, this is sounding kind of dangerous now.
It's a little kinky, but rock with me, but just...
Right.
In the early 90s, Diddy was hustling as an intern and talent director at the record label Uptown Records. But he also had a side hustle organizing high-profile parties in New York City. But one of those parties nearly railroaded Diddy's reputation for just how out of control it got. In 1991, Puffy was promoting an AIDS fundraiser and charity basketball game at the City College of New York. The lineup for that basketball game included a ton of that era's industry and hip-hop heavyweights like Run-DMC, Jodeci, and Big Daddy Kane. Plus, Puffy's co-headliner for the fundraiser was none other than renowned rapper-producer Heavy D, the same man who hired Puffy as an intern at Uptown Records. The problem was that Puffy and Heavy D's fundraiser was held at the City College Gymnasium that could only hold a max of 2,730 people. But over 5,000 fans tried to pack out the gym, and the results were tragic. The overpacked gym led to a crowd crush incident that killed 9 people and injured 29 others. In fact, the tragedy at City College wasn't too dissimilar from the infamous crowd crush that went down at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival, where 10 people were killed. Years later, in 1998, Diddy claimed that he still felt guilty about the fatalities at City College, saying, "City College is something I deal with every day of my life. But the things I deal with can in no way measure up to the pain that the families deal with. I just pray for the families and pray for the children who lost their lives every day." Donald Trump, meanwhile, faced years of federal investigation into his businesses. Just 4 years after his father handed over the reins to the Trump Organization to him, Donald settled cases alleging household discrimination after being accused of refusing to rent to black New Yorkers. During the 1980s, Trump was investigated for giving apartments to mob-connected figures as a way to get around a construction strike. In 1989, Donald Trump attracted a ton of attention for taking out a shocking full-page advertisement in 4 different New York City newspapers, including the New York Times. In the ad, Trump called for New York to bring back the death penalty and said that cops should be unshackled from the constant chant of police brutality. Trump was advocating for the so-called Central Park Five, 5 teenagers convicted for assaulting a jogger in central New York, to be put to death. But as it turns out, all the teenagers were wrongfully convicted and were coerced by the NYPD into confessing a crime that they didn't commit. Even after their conviction was overturned and the city paid out tens of millions of dollars in a lawsuit, Trump refused to apologize for arguing that the teenagers should be executed. And from 1990 to 1991, around the same time Diddy was throwing parties in New York, regulators in New Jersey investigated Trump's finances and said a complete...
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Financial collapse of the Trump Organization is not out of the question. Despite the controversy that both Trump and Diddy faced early in their careers, their celebrity star power only continued to get bigger. Just years later, in the mid-1990s, Donald Trump and Sean Combs' orbits would become intertwined.
You know, Trump loved the hip-hop community at one point. Hip-hop loved him.
He would pop up at events. We respected him as a shrewd businessman.
From 1997 to 1998, Trump and Diddy were photographed hanging out with each other, including the 98 Mercedes-Benz Polo Challenge in Bridgehampton, New York. In 1998, it was reported that Trump was invited to Diddy's star-studded 29th birthday party at the legendary New York venue Cipriani Wall Street. Diddy invited guests by sending a VHS video invitation that featured a ton of famous celebrities hyping up Diddy's upcoming party. The tape invite arrived at people's homes in a black velvet pouch and included appearances from Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey, Will Smith, Ben Stiller, and yes, Donald Trump himself. This blockbuster birthday bash was actually a huge moment for Diddy. It cemented him as one of the high rollers of the New York nightlife and solidified just how famous he had become. With an estimated price tag of over $600,000 and over 1,600 guests in attendance, Diddy's 1998 birthday gala helped put him in the ranks of the entertainment industry elite. Cipriani, New York was a long way from City College, that's for sure. In 2005, Diddy and Trump made another high-profile appearance together, but this time, Trump was throwing another party that was honoring Puffy. Donald Trump threw open the doors of his Mar-a-Lago estate in South Florida for a gala organized by the Rush Philanthropic Arts Foundation. The guest list featured everyone from Trump himself to Serena Williams and Kimora Lee Simmons. But the guest of honor was none other than Sean Puffy Combs, who was given an award for his dedication to youth and social activism. Knowing what we know about Puffy's alleged crimes, that doesn't really look too good in hindsight. Back in 2005, though, all people could talk about was how crazy this party was. Models in mermaid costumes, mimes, trapeze artists, all pink furniture. It was really fully in every way over the top. Diddy ended up shouting out Trump the very next year on his 2006 song, We Gon' Make It. That Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Bloomberg money. This was way more than just your standard issue rapper brag. From having Trump show up to your birthday party to literally getting an award at Trump's house, Diddy was really about that life and was running in the same circles as America's billionaire class. In 2012, Diddy and Trump appeared together during a Macy's commercial. But in 2015, once Trump announced he was running for president, Diddy seemed to be split on if he would support him or not. During an interview with the Washington Post, Diddy praised Trump, saying, Donald Trump is a friend of mine and he works very hard. Diddy also admitted that Trump gifted him a tie and that he admired Trump's style. But he also admitted to being unsure if he'd vote for Trump, saying, as far as voting for him, that's yet to be seen. Trump, however, posted a tweet boasting that Diddy was still on his side, claiming P. Diddy is a fan of Donald Trump. But once Trump was elected, Diddy seemed a lot more open about criticizing his...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Former friend. In 2017, Diddy spoke out on an interview that said, we don't really give a f*** about Trump, and criticized the political system that left black citizens disenfranchised. In 2018, Diddy was asked if he would invite Donald Trump to his upcoming 50th birthday bash. While Diddy didn't shoot down the idea of a Trump-Puffy reunion, he also didn't seem too receptive, saying,
I try right now just to lead by example. I think a lot of times it's a big distraction, and a lot of times it's a wake-up call for us to take accountability on the future of America and the future of the world.
And if we're being real, he just said a whole bunch of nothing. In May of 2018, though, things really got weird. A former stripper named Jonathan Adi was arrested for shooting up Trump's National Doral Miami Resort. Adi got into a firefight with police and was charged with attempted murder, but his interrogation with the cops is where things got really bizarre. During his interrogation, Adi claimed that he was a slave for Diddy, and that Diddy would use Adi to perform sexual acts with Diddy's then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura. Adi even claimed that he did with Diddy and got herpes through his encounters with him. At the time, this just sounded like a crazy guy rambling. But after Cassie's 2023 lawsuit where she detailed Diddy's alleged abuse of her, Adi's claims actually line up with a lot of accusations leveled at Diddy. By 2020, Diddy was a lot more outspoken about his opposition to his former friend Donald Trump.
White men like Trump need to be banished. That way of thinking is real dangerous.
In 2024, however, the news of Diddy's federal indictment sent shockwaves through the Trump campaign as people began to take a closer look at their decade-spanning relationship. As numerous photos of Trump and Diddy began to resurface, Trump lashed out by posting a fake video of Diddy with his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris. Right away, people noted the irony of Trump trying to tie President Harris to Diddy when there's already a ton of photos with Diddy hanging out with you and your wife at your actual house. If anything, Trump's fake photo stunt attracted even more attention to their friendship. But as it turns out, there were some clues as to Diddy's alleged diabolical behavior on Trump's own reality TV show.
Donald Trump's past comments about Sean Diddy Combs are getting new attention.
In the early 2000s, both Diddy and Trump pivoted into launching their own reality TV shows. In 2002, Diddy headlined the show Making the Band, which featured him launching a talent search for a new musical act to develop. The show famously featured a segment where Diddy ordered contestants to embark on a humiliating journey all the way from Midtown Manhattan to Brooklyn just so they could purchase a cheesecake. And basically what I'm saying, this man has been nefarious for a long, long time. The show Making the Band resulted in Diddy launching a girls group called Danity Kane, whose self-titled debut album went on to top the Billboard 100 and go platinum. Meanwhile, in 2004, Donald Trump became the host for The Apprentice. While Making the Band focused on highlighting contestants' musical abilities and willingness to do whatever Diddy said, The Apprentice focused on contestants' business skills and their willingness.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Is to follow Donald Trump's orders. As it turns out, one of the Danity Kane members, Aubrey O'Day, would later appear on the 12th season of The Apprentice, and Trump's relationship with Diddy was dragged right out into the open. During the first episode of the season, Aubrey O'Day tells Trump she worked for Diddy for 6 years, leading to Trump to proclaim that he loved Diddy.
You know, he's a good friend of mine. He's a good guy. Is he a good guy?
I don't want to answer that question.
Oh, wow. I think he's a good guy. I'm going to stick up for him.
Aubrey O'Day's reluctance to stand by Diddy should have sent up red flags right then and there, but it wasn't until 2022 that she publicly criticized him, claiming that Diddy kicked her out of Danity Kane for refusing to fulfill non-musical related requests.
It's difficult when you're that young to understand your worth as a woman through the men that I was around, and that was very traumatic.
Finally, in 2024, once Diddy was arrested and behind bars, she spoke up again saying, "I feel validated. Today is a win for women around the world, not just me. Things are finally changing." But now that Trump and Diddy have both been indicted, how did their different criminal cases compare to one another?
Because usually Trump don't defend nobody but himself. And for him to speak up and say, "Well, I like him," he gives him a full-throated vote.
On August 14th of 2023, Trump was indicted on racketeering and conspiracy charges in Georgia. Along with 18 others, including former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Trump was accused of trying to unlawfully change the outcome of the 2020 election. Trump is also facing a federal case in D.C. over his alleged involvement in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Like the case in Georgia, Trump's trial date still has not been set. Earlier this year, though, on May 31st of 2024, Trump became the first president in history to be convicted of a felony. He was found guilty of 34 different charges after being accused of organizing hush money to the star Stormy Daniels. On the other hand, Diddy's 3-count indictment alleged that he was the leader of an enterprise involved with trafficking workers, intimidating people through violence, and abusing women. The indictment was comprehensive and described the lengths Diddy's enterprise would go in order to organize freak-offs, which are described as highly choreographed performances produced by Diddy himself, and that some of the participants were unknowingly recorded or coerced into participating. The indictment claims that Diddy was involved in a racketeering conspiracy that used forced labor, arson, bribery, kidnapping, and obstruction of justice. While Trump is still awaiting sentencing for his conviction this past summer, Diddy's legal troubles are still building up. His legal team has been unable to get him bond, meaning that Diddy is in all likelihood stuck behind bars until his eventual trial. Diddy and Trump are clearly facing very different charges, but they're obviously two business titans who are in some really high-profile legal trouble. Maybe it's a New York thing. I don't know. It's only a matter of time before we get even more info on Diddy's behavior over the years, and who else might have known about his dark side.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No